The Adventures of PC 49 by Alan Stranks, being another incident in the career of Police Constable Archibald Barclay Willoughby, with Brian Reese, Joy Shelton, and Leslie Perrins. This week's adventure, The Case of the Lovely Liar.
You're lovely, all right. Lovely to be true. Like a jungle orchid I once saw. An exquisite piece of treachery with a fragrance that lured butterflies to its heart, only to shut like a trap, crushing out life.
The simile is a poor one. You're hardly a butterfly, darling.
I trusted you because I loved you, believed in you utterly, in face of a thousand fingers which pointed to your faithlessness.
Let's skip the dramatics. To put it bluntly, I made a fool of you because it suited my book. You weren't the first, you know.
But I'll be the last.
What do you mean? Put down that gun. Don't be a fool.
Too late to be other than what you've made me, you lovely liar.
Better that I might run, but I think...
I know. Just once more for love.
Oh, tell me, say, rather for the sake of our collective reputation, Cynthia Dowd.
Do you want the whole scene again? You've had 12 takes on it.
No, Anthony. Just from Cynthia's speech, let's skip the dramatics. And make up! Now, where's that makeup girl?
Here, Mr. Byron.
Jenny, I want you to lighten up Miss Locke's chin a trifle. We are getting too much shadow in the close-up.
Yes, Mr. Byron.
And Cynthia, Anthony, now please give it all you've got this time. This is a vitally important shot, and I want it just so.
Okay, Maestro.
Now, camera, I want you to hold on Miss Locke's face as she dies. We'll use that on the paper. And Cynthia, a little more realistic agony this time, please.
All right. You dreary old pony. Finished, Jenny?
Just lift your chin a little bit, please. Yes, yeah, I think that's all right now, Miss Locke.
Thanks, Jenny. How's your head today?
Oh, much better now, thank you. Mrs. Byer gave me another treatment this morning. Excuse me.
What is this treatment Cora Byer's giving Jenny?
The poor kid gets recurrent headaches. Migraine sort of thing. Cora's interested in faith healing, psychological therapy and all that stuff. And seems to be doing the kid some good.
Decent of her.
Stop along now, Archie. Hope you're not bored.
Oh, no hurry. We're enjoying it.
Good.
Who are your visitors, Tony?
Oh, he's an old army pal of mine. Archie Barclay Willoughby. Hyphen. He's a policeman.
And the girl?
Joan something. Carr, I think. Yes, Carr.
Well, what do you think of it, Joan?
Oh, it's fascinating. I'm loving it. I've always wanted to... Oh, look, Archie. There's Mrs. Byer. She used to be Cora Nielsen.
Where?
Just coming onto the set.
I say, what a smash.
She must be 50 if she's a day. She was starring when I was still in pinafores.
Go on. She'd pass for 30 anywhere. Say, how do these dames do it?
Makeup, massage, diet, and dress, darling. Without those, she'd look like a washerwoman.
Meow. Married to the great director Byer, isn't she?
That's right. He directed all her films. She quit acting when they married, but she still watches him like a lynx. He's a bit of a lady killer. Rumor has it he's pursuing Cynthia Locke at present.
Lay off the libel, you scandal-mongering little scamp.
Quiet, please. This is a take.
Ah, here we go again.
Quiet, everybody. Okay, Joe, light.
Ready, Anthony?
Aye, aye, Maestro.
Me too.
Right, let's make it. And in quiet, everybody. Okay, Wilma.
Lovely liar, scene 301, take 13.
Action.
Let's skip the dramatics. To put it bluntly, I made a fool of you because it suited my book. You weren't the first, you know.
But I'll be the last.
What do you mean? Put down that gun. Don't be a fool.
Too late to be other than what you've made me, you lovely liar.
Cut. That's fine.
Oh.
Cynthia. What the...
What's the matter? Jenny. Have you lost your senses? Pull yourself together.
Oh, look, the blood on her dress.
What, Cynthia? Cynthia! Oh, my God, this gun was really loaded.
What?
Cynthia! Get a doctor, someone, quick.
Ridiculous, the gun couldn't have been loaded.
Let me have a look at her, Tony. Keep these people back.
Archie, she isn't...
I don't know yet.
Who are you?
I'm a police officer, Mr. Byer. Stand back. And please don't touch anything. And that goes for everybody.
She's not...
Yes, she's dead.
Ah!
will be, Archie.
That's my DDI, Divisional Detective Inspector Wilson. I got Joan to phone immediately. I realized Cynthia Locke was dead. These studios are just inside our division, you know.
This is frightful. Cynthia was such a good scout. To think that I should...
Now, take it easy, chum. You're no more responsible for Cynthia Locke's death than I am. Or Joan, yes.
Oh, of course not. Somebody switched those guns between the 12th and the 13th takes.
And substituted a gun of the same pattern, charged with live ammunition instead of blanks.
But I pulled the trigger.
Now, steady, old boy. You're in the clear.
Oh, absolutely. Even if you hadn't wanted to kill her, it's completely fantastic to imagine you'd have done it this way, in front of all these people.
But who did change those guns? And why?
It could have been anybody here. Why, between those takes, as you call them, the whole place was bedlam. At least 20 people, electricians, cameramen, extras, buyer himself, all milled round the table where the revolver was lying.
Jimmy, the property man, says he reloaded the revolver with blanks immediately after the take, ready for the next one. He's been doing it all day.
I saw him do it. Then he laid it on the table and went off to get you a new carnation.
Now, while he was away, someone with a grudge against Cynthia Locke changed the gun for the one...
The one that I killed her with.
Oh, you mustn't think of it that way, Tony. You're no more to blame than the gun itself was.
Joan's right. You were just a sort of accidental accessory. The real murderer is the one who changed those revolvers.
Attention, everybody! Attention!
Who's that?
Sergeant Wright.
Inspector Wilson wants a word with you all. Will you please come over here onto the steps? Everybody, ride over here, please.
They must have found out someone is on train over this.
Because they'll lay us off now.
This would happen.
Closer, please. That's better.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, you all know why I'm here. It's my duty to investigate all the circumstances of this unfortunate incident. To do that, it'll be necessary to question you all, and I must ask you to bear with me as patiently as you can. Mr. Bye here has given me the use of his office, and I'd like to see each one of you separately. With a little cooperation from you, it shouldn't take very long.
Looks like we're going to be here for the night.
I suppose the police have got to do their duty.
Wonder if they're sending coffee from the canteen.
Did we get overtime for this? Yeah, where's that shop steward?
What a relief to be back in my own office right after that madhouse. No wonder so many films seem crazy to me if that's the type of people who make them.
Horses for courses, Inspector. I guess we'd make as big a muck of the film business as those characters would make of police work.
Oh, we're not doing so well even in that line at the moment, right?
You've said it, sir.
34 statements here, and every single one of them a model of guileless innocence. You know, Wright, sometimes I wish I had a bit of PC-49's brass-bound luck.
Oh, don't say that, sir. 49's methods play havoc with my nerves.
And with discipline. Well, let's get down to it. I've sorted these statements into two files. This lot, the majority of them, thank heaven, are the highly improbables. They were made by people whose alibis check and double-check. Those who were within clear sight of each other right through the period leading up to the murder.
You're sure it's murder, sir?
What else? Now, this second file are those who could conceivably have switched the guns over. Anthony Ware, that's the actor bloke. He's unlikely. James Byrne, the property man.
Too obvious.
Adolf Beyer, the director.
I gather from the gossip of the studios that he was rather partial to Miss Cynthia Locke, but she was inclined to laugh at his advances.
Yeah. Then there's Cynthia Locke herself, of course. But this seems much too complicated a way to commit suicide.
Fantastic, sir.
And there's Beyer's wife, Cora Nielsen. Possibility of a jealousy motive there, I suppose. And then there's this Jennifer Holland, the makeup girl.
From what 49 tells me, she took it very badly. Practically passed out when she heard that Miss Locke was dead.
Yes. Hysterical type. Very unstable. Weak character. Quite possible if we could find a motive.
Lucky for us, they all cooperated in giving us their fingerprints. It would have been a deuce of a job otherwise.
Yes, about time we got the report on that from the labs, isn't it? That might help us see daylight.
Hardly likely, sir. Anyone planning a job like this would be darned careful to wipe the gun clean.
You never know. Now then, the motive. Who wanted this woman out of the way?
Well, no one, so far as I can gather, sir. She seemed extremely popular with everyone. Though she was slipping, according to studio rumor.
Slipping, how?
Well, I heard some of those film people say that the last three pictures she made with Beyer were flopperoos.
Flopperoos? Well, what the devil's that?
A Hollywood term, sir. Indicating that they failed to please the critics or the customers. The general consensus of opinion at the studio seemed to be that this one was destined to share the same fate.
Another flopper, what you call it.
Exactly, sir. It seems Bayer was losing his touch. I understand if he failed on this film, The Lovely Liar, he'd have been out on his neck. I'll see you it is, sir.
I don't want to be disturbed.
Who's that?
I'm a police officer, Mrs. Bayer.
Police? What do you want?
Cora Bayer, you she-devil.
What is this? Get out of my way, both of you.
Just one moment.
Let me go, you insolent swine.
What is it? What's the matter?
Jenny, oh. Jenny, are you all right? What has she done to you?
Quick, Joan. Get her into the bedroom. Ring for a doctor.
Come on, Jenny, dear.
Oh, what's happened? I've been asleep.
You'll be all right now, Jenny. Now, what's the meaning of this?
Let's see what's written on this piece of paper. You propped it up against the clock, but it couldn't be missed, eh, Mrs. Bayer?
It's nothing to do with me. I've never seen it before in my life.
All neatly typed. On one of the studio machines, I'll bet.
I don't know what you mean.
I can't go on any longer. It was I who killed Cynthia Locke. I changed the guns because I hated her. I hated her because Anthony Ware loved her. He wouldn't look at me. I wasn't good enough. When you read this, I shall be dead, too. Signed, Jennifer Holland. A very pretty document, Mrs. Bayer.
I tell you, I've never seen it before in my life.
No, nor these two little tablets you gave Jenny. I'll take a shade of odds that analysis will show these contain a lethal dose of something pretty unpleasant. We'll take them with us.
With us? Where are you taking me?
To headquarters, Mrs. Bayer. I think Inspector Wilson will be interested in talking to you.
Never my idea, I tell you. It was Bayer.
Your husband?
Yes. I've experimented with hypnosis for years. Jennifer Holland was an ideal subject. A weak, dependent type. At first, I started by putting her into a trance to ease her headaches.
Go on, Mrs. Bayer. You getting this down right?
Yes, sir.
Then Bayer started his usual business with Cynthia Locke. But she laughed at him. That's when he began hating her. He's a megalomaniac. He's always been like that. Can't bear being frustrated.
But why did you help him and how?
I'm coming to that. He'd made 3 bad films with Cynthia Locke. He was out of date, and it drove him mad to think his day as a great director was done.
Yes, keep on talking, Mrs. Bayer.
This last picture he was working on.
The Lovely Liar.
It was coming out very bad, and he knew it. He was under contract to make 1 last film. He knew if this was a failure, he was finished.
And it looked like being a failure.
Yes. He realized that if he could sabotage it without suspicion falling on himself, under the terms of his contract, they'd have to give him another subject to make.
And another chance to make good.
He knew if Cynthia Locke died, this film would be scrapped.
So he decided to kill her to save his reputation and to revenge himself on her for spurning him.
Yes.
Go on.
The night before she was... before she died, he brought her to our country house in the country. He said he wanted to run through the scene that was scheduled for the next day.
The scene in which Anthony Ware killed her?
Yes. There were only the 3 of us there. Bayer, myself, and Cynthia Locke. He took out his own revolver. I loaded it and rehearsed the scene with Cynthia.
And then?
He got Cynthia to reload the gun before he put it away.
And so got her fingerprints on the cartridge cases?
Yes. After Cynthia had gone, he told me what I must do.
And that was?
To put Jenny in a state of trance and tell her to change the guns.
But, Mrs. Bayer, I know as well as you do that... no hypnotized subject will do any uncharacteristic act, anything foreign to their normal mental state.
I had to explain to Jenny that this was merely a joke we were playing on Anthony. But the gun wasn't loaded at all, not even with blanks.
Yeah. And tonight?
Bayer didn't like the way your inquiries were going. He decided it was better to get Jenny out of the way.
So he thought out this plan you've just tried to carry out at Miss Holland's flat?
Yes. That's the way his mind works. All his life he's been looking for what he calls the twist. A surprise ending to a story. He thought this way he'd put you off the track.
You might have too if it hadn't been for 49. Go on, madam.
I can't talk anymore.
Why did you do this thing, Mrs. Bayer? You knew it was criminal?
Why? Because I love him.
You love him in spite of...
Yes, in spite of everything, I love him. He's a swine, but I love him. I love him. I love him.
All right, matron, you'd better take her away for a while.
Yes, Inspector. Come on, Mrs. Fire, this way.
Unbelievable, Wright. Absolutely unbelievable.
Do you think she's making it up, sir?
Well, we'll find that out. No doubt about those cyanide tablets. She intended to kill the Holland girl, all right?
Little doubt about the kid's phony confession, either. You say you saw Cora Bayer get her to sign this, 49?
No, sergeant. I heard her through the door.
Just as well for all concerned that you did. Constable, I want you to go down to fingerprints and get that gun up again.
Gun, sir?
Yes, the gun that Cynthia Locke was killed with. Bring it up just as it is and leave it on my desk. And don't go away from the station till we come back.
No, sir.
Where to, Inspector?
To pick up Mr. Bayer.
Inspector, I should be happy to do anything I can to help you.
We brought you back here, Bayer, because we want the truth.
You have my statement.
The truth, I said. We know just exactly where Cynthia Locke was the night before she died.
Indeed, and where was that?
At your home, Bayer, where you tricked her into loading a gun.
That gun on the desk there. Your gun, Bayer.
Absurd. This is crazy talk, Inspector.
Now listen. That gun, apart from the two bullets which killed Cynthia Locke, is exactly as your wife gave it to Jennifer Holland.
My wife?
Yes, two empty shells, three live bullets. Bullets from your own home.
My wife, where is she?
She's in custody, Bayer.
And she's made a full confession.
Now,
we know that. Put that gun down, Bayer. Get him right.
Too late, Inspector. No, stand back, all of you.
Here I say, Mr. Bayer. That won't get you anywhere, you know.
Shut up, 49. Don't be a fool, Bayer. Drop that gun.
Oh, no, I'm going to need this. So Cora squealed, did she?
I'll give you 2 seconds to drop that gun.
Stand back, you. I've got the inspector covered.
Keep away, Sergeant. The man's crackers.
Let me go, 49.
3 bullets here, Inspector. 2 for you and 1 for me. You'll never live to charge me, Wilson, because we are both going to die. Now.
Blast you, 49. Let me go.
Now.
That was the most uncomfortable 30 seconds I've ever experienced, Wright.
I can't say I enjoyed it either, sir. A bit too much like one of those gangster films.
The man's insane, no doubt about that.
Completely potty, sir. When he realized he'd missed you,
But how the heck did he miss me at 2 yards?
Don't know. It's taken 5 constables to get him down to the cells.
Including 49.
Did you call, sir?
Come in here, you.
Oh, well, sir, Miss Carr's here, sir. I'm really off duty. I'm just going to see her home. She's, just seen Miss Holland off to hospital.
Bring her in, too. Come on, right in, both of you.
Yes, sir. You first, Joe.
Hello, Inspector. Busy night, Sergeant.
You said it, Miss Carr.
Sit down, girl. Now then, 49, it appears by some skullduggery or other, you've not only broken this case, but you seem to have saved my life into the bargain. Come on now, let's have it.
Well, sir, when you sent me down to the fingerprint department to get the gun, I thought to myself, this weapon's done enough damage already.
Go on.
So I took the liberty of removing the live ammunition and inserting 3 blanks from the box we bought from the studio, sir.
Well, I'll be...
I think blanked is the word you're looking for, sir.
Oh, I like that. Oh, jolly good, Sarge.
49!
Yes, sir, my mistake, sir. Sorry, sir. You were saying?
Concludes The Case of the Lovely Liar, another incident in this series of Adventures of PC 49 written by Alan Stranks. The cast was as follows: PC 49, Brian Reese; Joan Carr, Joy Shelton; Inspector Wilson, Leslie Perrins; Sergeant Wright, Eric Phillips; Bayer, Oliver Burt; Cora Bayer, Ruth Dunning; Jenny, Peggy Cameron; Tony, John Bentley; Cynthia Daphne Maddox. The production was by Vernon Harris.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.